This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Firefighters, search experts, and sniffer dogs still searching for anyone who may be alive in the rubble of that collapsed condo building near Miami. 150 people are missing. 11 others are known dead. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
No one's been found alive since last Thursday, but the world-renowned Miami-Dade Urban Search and Rescue Team, along with personnel from around the globe, sort through pulverized concrete, twisted steel, and the remnants of people's homes. Assistant Fire Rescue Chief Ray Jadala, heard on WPLG-TV.
It's not an issue of we could just attach a couple of cords to a concrete boulder and lift it and call it a day. We're digging through, again, rubbles of concrete.
The mayor of Surfside says residents in two sister condo towers have hired an engineering team
to do a top-to-bottom sort of evaluation on whether or not the buildings are structurally sound.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
At a vigil last night in Surfside, Martin Langesfeld said his sister and her husband are missing, but he's holding out hope they're alive and they'll be found.
There's hope. I really believe miracles do happen.
The brutal heat in the Pacific Northwest forced some schools and businesses to close yesterday. It was 108 degrees in Seattle, 116 in Portland, Oregon. The temperatures are shattering records. The National Weather Service says it'll be dangerously hot through much of the week. Experts say the heat wave is worse than it would be because of human-caused climate change. President Biden will go on the road today trying to sell voters on the benefits of that infrastructure plan, a deal held together in large part by a promise of millions of new jobs. The president will be in La Crosse, Wisconsin today, where he'll tour a public transit center. This is AP News. The latest on the Trump Organization's legal troubles. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Lawyers for the Trump Organization met again with prosecutors in Manhattan in a last attempt to forestall a potential indictment. There has been a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization's business affairs, and a vote on an indictment could happen this week. Trump Organization lawyer Ron Fischetti told the AP prosecutors told him former President Trump will not be charged at this time, but the investigation continues. Former prosecutor and FBI agent David Shapiro says it's easier to indict companies rather than individuals.
Sometimes you know the act, the final acts are wrong, false tax returns, but you don't always know who really pulled the trigger on submitting it.
Ron Fischetti also told the AP he can't say Donald Trump is out of the woods yet completely. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 150 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.